This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Talis Jeremiah Verane has been formally charged with the February murder of Irvin Hakeem Johnson. Verane was arrested on unrelated charges days after Johnson was killed and shortly before his body was found in a pond near the Johnson home. We have much more on this story on our website. Whiteville police arrested a man for attempted murder Thursday after he slashed another man on J.K. Powell Boulevard. Altrell Baldwin, age 23, was held under no bond. He allegedly attacked James Walters. The victim was transported by private vehicle to Columbus Regional with serious injuries. We have more on this story as well at ColumbusCountyNews.com. County Commissioner Giles Byrd is out on $500 bond on a charge of misdemeanor larceny that's thrown out in Bladen County. Byrd, age 76, allegedly took a 5-gallon bucket of hydraulic oil from a location in Tar Heel. The alleged incident occurred August 31st. Byrd was taken into custody Tuesday. Two men were jailed on drug charges after a traffic stop on Old Lumberton Road and U.S. 701 North. Johnny Hall and Bradley Creech were arrested after complaints about speeding and suspicious activity in the area. Detectives allegedly found fentanyl and methamphetamines in their vehicle. Kalani Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin will be eulogized in a memorial service Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Worthington Funeral Home in Chadburn. That service was moved and is now on Tuesday. The four girls died in a structure fire Saturday near Chadburn. No adults were present in the home at the time. The girls' father, Patrick Ellis, said a funeral service and interment will be held at a later date. Local businessman and philanthropist Ricky Benton was awarded the Order of the Longleaf Pine Thursday in a surprise ceremony at Vineland Station in Whiteville. The honor is granted to North Carolinians who have gone above and beyond for their communities. A graveside service will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. for a local veteran, and you are invited to attend. Corby Ward entered the United States Marine Corps in Vietnam. When Angela Norris discovered Ward's only kin could not help with his final arrangements, Norris and volunteers with the Veterans Memorial Park stepped up to help honor him. All veterans and the public are urged to attend the service at Peacock Funeral Home, that's at 1227 Madison Street in Whiteville, Tuesday at 11 a.m. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will honor retiring Deputy Police Chief Billy Hens, and Detective Lieutenant Andre Jackson will be sworn in to take his post. The board will also hear an update on the Airport Water and Sewer Project and the Provolish Project. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. It can also be viewed online. September 13th starts a whole new season of flock swaps at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade, or just get a head start on your own flock and herd. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the farm store on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.